My Life with Jeff Goldblum is the title of my autobiography. My husband is skeptical, maybe even annoyed. Admittedly, I'm having a hard time finding material, though Goldblum was always there, popping up behind me while I applied mascara, sitting on the corner of my son's bed while I read One Fish, Two Fish, tiptoeing behind me down hallways like a retired assassin, all lurk, no follow-through. What? I'd say, and he'd slowly raise a thick brow, hanging me on the lip of a pregnant pause. Expectation, he'd stutter with excitement, is a sustainer of the human pulse. Then he'd lower himself into a beanbag chair, legs nimble as a mantis. You know, he'd say, then get sidetracked with a thread on the hem of his sweater vest, making me guess at what I know. He loves to stand in line, slouch into crowds, been known to contemplate taking a cruise just to feel the warmth of a common destination, the patient community of the buffet, then coolly turn and sacrifice the unsuspecting individual, a woman slowly chewing a piece of gum, her double chin like communism in Russia, the only thing he'll know her for. Everything is a metaphor until someone gets hurt. Then it's still about the metaphor. He's made me late for piano recitals. He never feeds the cat or sorts the cans from the bottles. Doesn't come when called. Like a boyfriend who's too good looking, don't expect any heavy lifting. Yesterday I yelled for toilet paper. He was in the kitchen, the muffled shh of the Ready Whip can firing into his mouth. I stared at the empty roll and wondered if I should spend more time with my children, pondered taking stock of the paper goods. But soon I'm right back ingratiating Goldblum like a heaven for the dying. The glorious chance that he'll lope into the living room and unveil the mysterious. A Carl Sagan of the lamp, the table, the daughter. Then to endure him in bed between husband and me, snuggling in, a man made of nothing but elbows, pulling the covers to warm himself, leaving me awake to consider the ceiling and all that straightforward plaster, living the clean life.